In August 2012, Josephine Pucci was 18 months away from realizing a dream. She was skating for the U.S. Women's National Ice Hockey Team, and the Sochi Olympics were on the horizon. But it was an exhibition game with the national team that made her start thinking about pursuits other than hockey. Josephine Pucci tells her story in her own words.
Honestly, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. You know, I was doing what I enjoyed in the classroom, and that was taking mostly psychology classes. I was always fascinated by the brain, but I was just so focused on the hockey, and I didn't want to have any regrets because the ultimate goal was so close. You know, the Olympics were in sight. It was really during the time away from hockey when, you know, I was almost forced to explore new things. I was in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I knew right away that it was a concussion. I knew right away because, you know, I did have a concussion history. I had a couple others, and this one was clearly pretty significant. Fortunately, I was taken right out of the game, and that was 2 weeks before school started for my senior year at Harvard. You know, I was obviously really excited to get back to school, moving into the dorm with some of my best friends, and it was supposed to be an exciting year of hockey. But after I started attending class, things started to get really worse. I was told to basically just lay in bed, and I spent the entire week laying in bed and doing nothing at all, and things still weren't getting better at all. I felt so sick that I wasn't too bored. I'd get very fatigued after just a few minutes of walking. I even tried to color at one point and felt very nauseous. So laying in bed was the only time when I felt semi-okay. I went to see a doctor in Boston. You know, she was basically like, you need to leave school and not play hockey and just focus on recovering. One of my teammates, she was down seeing Dr. Carrick in Atlanta, Georgia. She suggested going down there with her and checking him out, and she was saying how much he was helping. I was extremely skeptical. I heard that he was, I guess, making his patients more active, getting them on the ice and things like that. So I went down there and I was doing arm movements, things like that. I was put in a gyrostim, which was this machine that turns you and flips you. And I believed in its efficacy because I was making progress. So that made me want to be more committed to it. I was just so intrigued by the neuropsychological testing and like the imaging that they were showing me. And then when I was with Dr. Carrick, I was just seeing patients make progress and seeing like the joy in their face of making those small steps forward. And it was just so inspiring to me. And then feeling that hope of making progress as a patient myself, it really just inspired me to want to apply to medical school and be a doctor as well. So I started working in a lab over at Mass General Hospital under Dr. Michael Whalen. I was basically started training again with all the other USA athletes, all the postgraduates. It was hard to stay disciplined and not push myself too hard. And I had a goal in mind, and that was being healthy by the time trials came around. Because if I'm not healthy, then I'm not going back to play. You know, I think the lowest points of my process were when I would suddenly have unpredictable setbacks in my symptoms, or things would get worse, and I would be like, maybe I'll never recover. And, you know, I did recover, and I'm so thankful for that. And the Olympic tryout invitations were coming, and I got the phone call, and I was so proud and happy to be able to say, yes, I can go.
From Pearl River, New York, number 24, Josephine Pucci.
You know, I was definitely excited to make the team. That was, obviously, I'm not going to sugarcoat that, but you know, the focus was looking forward to Sochi now, so it's, you know, all right, this is great, but, you know, time to get back to work.
I'm sure the players are. We're ready to go for gold. Canada and the United States at the Bolshoi Ice Dome, Sochi Olympic Games.
You know, putting the USA jersey on and stepping on the ice was a powerful experience.
So Switzerland, who beat Sweden earlier, win the bronze medal. The silver goes to the USA, but Canada retain the title they have held since 2002.
I flew home, and then I flew right back down to Dr. Carrick's clinic, and I started spending time there as an intern, and I got to see things from the other side, and I loved every moment of it. I went back to Harvard. I didn't play the first semester. It was my first full semester back, and I took pre-med classes, and, you know, I'm so intense with the hockey, and then when I wasn't doing it anymore, I needed to put my competitiveness and focus into something else. So, you know, when my teammates were at the rink, I was like, well, I'm not going to waste this time. I'm using this time to study hard. Second semester rolled around, and I ended up playing part of the year. Obviously, I didn't want to get injured again, and it was a big risk, but we ended up going all the way to the national championship game. It didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I was able to return and pursue my dreams. My mind was finally at peace. There were no more decisions to be made. I knew that that was it, and I was able to walk away feeling healthy to pursue new goals. I'm currently working in a research lab in the Department of Neurosurgery at Columbia University Medical Center, and going to be applying to medical school in the spring. So, you know, I'm taking a biochemistry class at Columbia, studying for the MCAT. I never said, why is this happening to me? I wish this didn't happen. You know, I just tried to take it and make the most out of it. And I think that that mindset has led me to here.
Josephine Pucci is an Olympic silver medalist. She's also a co-founder of the Headway Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to helping athletes who suffer head injuries. Our story was produced by Martin Kessler.